This.
Take us back. What year?
So the picture you've shown is me in green spandex tights and a tank top jumping off the top turnbuckle of a wrestling rink onto a guy called the Cremator.
That was his name.
The Cremator. And
he's got the weirdest get up. Yep.
That was for a wrestling show where they combine pro wrestlers with comedians, and we go to boot camp for a month and we train and learn how to do like WCW style wrestling. And
how long ago in your life?
Six years ago, maybe.
Oh, really? Yeah, I thought it was about 20 years ago.
No, mate, this was not that long ago. And then we put on, they put on one show. It was like 1,000 people maybe at the show. And
who did you take on?
So my character's name was called the Tomahawk.
That's a good name.
So I stood on the top of that turnbuckle and I flapped my arms as I went, ga-ga, ga-ga.
Oh my god! And that was intimidating.
And that was my finishing move. And then I jumped.
Is everyone left?
And then I jumped off. Yeah, that turned back to that. They were on the outside of the ring.
And
they
then
were
it began.
Fighting, and I took them both out. No, that was how the match like ended. Yes.
So it was quite theatrical as well as a bit of.
Have you? This doesn't help if you've never seen like WWF or anything.
I mean,
like
I understand that it's acting, but also a little bit of.
So honestly, the training to that was some of the most painful stuff I've done because you have to learn to, you're always falling back, and because they want to make it sound loud, you have to throw yourself back quite hard onto the mat.
Did you get concussed?
So your head just ends up thumping by the end of it. I would end every training session with like a thumping headache.
How did the WWE people don't become a bit,
You haven't seen the movie The Wrestler either,
no.
Have you? No, it is hard if you haven't known. It's really hard in their lives. Because also when they get like, you know how they, no you don't, Jesse.
I keep talking to me, I'm interested.
So it is all orchestrated in terms of they know who's going to win and stuff. But
do they know who's going to win?
Yeah.
So is it like a choreographed performance?
That's exactly right. And so the baddies are called heels. And so often they'll have storylines where the good guy who everyone loves, they'll turn heel. So they'll do something awful and, you know, there's video pieces and stuff. And so the crowd eventually turns on them. And that'll be planned out.
So whose idea was it for you to wear the green spandex tights?
I was given that. I didn't have a choice. No, I was given that. I did come out in, I think, what would be considered a very culturally inappropriate headdress now as well.
Did
you? Yeah, like
feathers?
The Indian kind of.
Yeah, right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what I think is very interesting about this?
Yes.
I'm seeing the top half of you is very similar to the guy who took his shirt off and stripped in that Instagram post we put out a few weeks ago that everyone thinks isn't you.
Oh.
I think it is you because look at that person there.
Oh, are you saying
you look the same?
I'm looking in better shape than I am now? There?
I mean, I didn't say that out loud, but certainly what I meant.